A couple things. So I would say, and I haven't looked at our data specifically on this in a while, but I would say most, maybe half or so are probably in the classroom. But to your point, that goes to show the rest are not. The rest are in our hallways. The rest are in our gyms where we have accidents, cafeterias. Also, I think it's important to note that the exterior of our campuses are included as well. So parking lots, athletic fields, that sort of thing. And if I may, I'll just go into a quick real life scenario. Just within the last week, we had a crisis alert button was pressed. Happened to be at a school I know very well. I saw where it was on the map that popped up on my phone. I looked at the camera and went back and watched what happened. And it was something that I've always talked about, but it was nice to have seen it in real life through the camera. What I saw is there were two students that they were in a verbal disturbance. It's quite possible that it was going to become physical. Teacher sees it and approaches them. Well, this is at dismissal in a busy school in the middle of the hallway. So this teacher was by himself in the hallway, hundreds of other kids, and he's getting in between them and trying to de-escalate. Well, what he does is very discreetly just reaches down and he presses his button and he keeps talking to him, right? Whereas before, again, he'd have to leave that situation or pull out his phone, which that may or may not, that could amp up the situation and escalate it. But instead, he was able to discreetly press the button. Folks are coming, help is coming. And next thing you know, we've got an administrator and an SRO. We're able to separate them safely and easily. We kept a verbal disturbance, instead of a verbal turning into a physical disturbance where there's aggression and where there, someone is hurt. So excellent use of the product. That again, is hard to capture on data, right? We see that and it'll say behavior or disturbance. But what the important thing to realize there is those are human beings that were kept at a verbal disturbance only, and de-escalation worked. We got extra people there and got the help there all discreetly. But again, if you had to leave or go call and get on the phone and call the principal, you hope the principal answers, and then you're telling them, and then meanwhile they're still going out. I mean, it was an excellent example of a usage outside of the classroom that kept a verbal situation verbal.